Chapter 8. Nazi Mind Control. Nazi investigations into exotic sciences did not end with flight and weapons technology. Since prior to the 20th century, Germans had delved into psychology and psychiatry with an eye toward their application to warfare, even to the extent of exploring occult practices. As well documented in a number of books, articles, and videos, there was a very definite and underlying occult aspect to National Socialism. As elucidated in Rule by Secrecy, Unholy Alliance, The Occult and the Third Reich, The Spear of Destiny, and other works, World War II was largely the result of infighting between secret occult societies composed of wealthy businessmen on both sides of the Atlantic. Eventually, the tensions between these groups provoked open warfare that consumed the entire world. Sir Winston Churchill was insistent that the occultism of the Nazi Party should not under any circumstances be revealed to the general public, stated author Trevor Ravenscroft, who wrote that he worked closely with Dr. Walter Johannes Stein, a confidential advisor to Churchill. The failure of the Nuremberg trials to identify the nature of the evil at work behind the outer facade of National Socialism convinced him that another 3 decades must pass before a large enough readership would be present to comprehend the initiation rites and black magic practices of the inner core of Nazi leadership. This remarkable statement was corroborated by Ari Neve, one of the Nuremberg prosecutors, who said the occult aspect of the Nazis was ruled inadmissible because the tribunal thought that such beliefs, so contrary to Western public rationalism, might allow Nazi leaders to go free by pleading insanity. Even Hitler acknowledged that Nazi ideology ventured into a spiritual realm when he stated, "Anyone who interprets National Socialism merely as a political movement knows almost nothing about it. It is more than religion. It is the determination to create a new man." To attempt this creation, the Nazis turned to occultists such as Baron Rudolf Freiherr von Sebottendorf, Jörg Lanz von Liebenfels, Guido von Liszt, Dietrich Eckart, and Karl Haushofer, all of whom had immersed themselves in the philosophies of the Theosophical Society. Theosophy, derived from the Greek theos, God, and sophia, wisdom, was an attempt to blend Christianity with Kabbalistic and Eastern mysticism. One tenet of Theosophy was that great masters, sometimes called the Great White Brotherhood, are secretly directing humankind's evolution.